Cape Talk. Five things to do this weekend.
Time to take a look at our pick of things to do in Cape Town this coming weekend. And we're going to start just outside of Cape Town, in fact. Sunday is Bastille Day, and we all know what happens on Bastille weekend. The town of Franschhoek is transformed into a celebration of French culture and heritage. This year is no different. To tell us more about what's happening at the Franschhoek Bastille Festival, I'm delighted to welcome on the line Dariel Robertson, who's events coordinator for the Franschhoek Wine Valley. Great to have you with us, Dariel. Welcome.
Thank you for having me again, Pippa.
This is now in its 26th year. You know to put on a beret and head to Franschhoek. Tell us what's on the menu this weekend.
Well, Pippa, it is exciting. It's actually going to be my 13th Bastille Festival that I'm organizing, so I'm quite excited about it. This year, again, the town has just come alive, red, blue, and white. Everything is dressed up. Our town market is happening on the Saturday morning. Every single restaurant has something special going on. Everyone gets dressed up, and off they come to the top, to the monument, where you have the food and wine marquee. It's 395 Rand to get in, and it runs from 11 o'clock to 5 o'clock on Saturday and 11 o'clock to 3 o'clock on Sunday. And on Sunday, we have Karl Zoy playing, which is very exciting, which is something new. We've never had a named band before, so we're quite excited about that. And the beauty of Bastille Festival is that you come in and you're able to experience all our wineries and all our great restaurants under one roof. And that's really what it is. It's a town celebration of our heritage. And the town comes alive. We have such fun. And everyone enjoys their time.
Now, you said tickets were 395 Rand a head. What does that ticket price include, Dariel?
For that, you get your tasting glass and you get 5 wine tasting coupons, as well as a 20 Rand off voucher, which you can use on any purchase of wine or food.
Okay, and obviously more coupons available for purchase on the day if you want to indulge even further than that. Where do we book tickets, and must that be done in advance?
So, Pippa, you can book tickets on WebTickets, www.webtickets.co.za. And we do prefer that people buy online before the time, because we do normally sell out on Saturday. On Sunday, you can buy at the door. And if we do have any tickets still available, you can buy on the door. So if you follow our Facebook page, you'll be able to find out.
Okay. Now, this is a family-friendly event. Obviously, the alcohol component is not for the under-18s, but is there any cost for the under-18s to enter?
No. So under-18s are free, and we do encourage families to come, especially on the Sunday. The Sunday is always a quieter day. I myself have 2 girls, and they come along on the Sunday and run around and have loads of fun with the other kids. And there's a character tourist as well, so you can come as a family portrait done if you want to. So it really is a great family day out on the Sunday.
Sounds like loads of fun. Dariel Robertson, a happy 13th edition to you, and a happy 26th edition all round to the Franschhoek Bastille Festival. Hope you have a wonderful weekend.
Thank you, Pippa.
And for more information, please visit www.franschhoekbastille.co.za. Our next pick of the weekend keeps you a little bit closer to home. It's the Tops at Spa Wine Show taking place at the Sun Exhibit section of Grand West this weekend. It is obviously a wine-themed festival. To tell us more about what it's involved, delighted to welcome on the line Andrew Douglas, the owner and producer of the Tops at Spa Wine Show. Great to have you with us, Andrew.
Thank you very much for having me, Pippa.
This is becoming a regular fixture on the Cape Town events calendar. What's in store for visitors this year?
Well, it's fantastic. We had a wonderful opening night last night, where around 80 brands greeted, several hundred, nearly thousand Cape Townians. Yes, it has become a regular fixture. We tour nationally to 7 different metros. I think this is Cape Town's 4th installment. The event's been running since 2006, and visitors can expect a lot of wine, obviously, a lot of fun. It's a great night out, but also some really great conversations with some of the Cape's finest producers.
So an opportunity to really engage with the people making wine. I believe there are quite a few educational exhibitions as well.
There are. We've got some great projects with the likes of the Old Vine Project. John Minking and his SA Wine Showcase also features heavily. We have Jean-Vincent Redon and the South African Wine Tasting Championships. We also have Rosa Label's Wine Label Design Awards. So there's a lot of stuff outside of the actual tasting experience itself in order to help people to, I guess, improve their wine knowledge.
Okay, but obviously tasting and hopefully buying wines is a big part of the experience. Let's talk a little bit about the ticket costings and what the pricing includes.
Absolutely. Well, straight off the bat, we offer a free shipping service by the case. So, and it's quite an innovative system where you basically arrive, you get a tag, your details are loaded, you make your purchases direct with the stands themselves, and then you can expect the wine delivered to your door by next week Tuesday. So so that's fantastic. Our pricing starts at $185 for a general admission ticket. We have a couples combo at $385, which is exactly as it sounds. And I guess the jewel in the crown is our VIP lounge ticket, which is for $495, which includes a sumptuous 5 elegant food wine pairings run by the South African Sommeliers Association. You also get a Platters wine guide, as well as a corporate gift, valued at $870, cost to the consumer $495. A real spoil.
Okay, sounds fantastic. Andrew, where do we book those tickets, and must they be booked in advance?
We would strongly recommend that. We'd hate for people to arrive disappointed and not be able to get in at the door. We do have limited capacity. You can buy at www.wineshow.co.za or go straight to Quickets. Tickets available at the door itself, but strongly suggest you book online ahead of time.
Andrew Douglas, thanks so much for chatting to us, the owner and producer of The Wine Show. It's open from 5 to 9 this evening and from 3 to 9 p.m. on Saturday at the Sun Exhibit Space in Grand West. And now for something completely different. If you love a bit of a thrill, a good ghost story, we'd like to point you in the direction of a haunted village walk this weekend. Discover the mysterious Lavender Lady, the unsinkable coffin, exhumed skeletons, and much, much more as you meander through an historical burial ground. Walk the historical mile in the village of Simonstown as you listen to tales about interesting buildings of yesteryear from expert guide André Leybrandt, who's been leading these walks for about 3.5 years now. It's a different take on history, a bit of true life drama mingled with a little bit of the macabre, if you like. André and his partner have actually delved deep into Simonstown history at the local libraries and museums as the basis for this ghost walk experience. Now, there is one every Friday or Saturday evening. It starts at 7 p.m., lasts about 2 hours in duration, and you set off from Jubilee Square in Simonstown. The cost is R100 a person. If you are interested in learning more or signing up for tonight's walk, give André a call on 076-190-4081 or visit their Facebook page, Simonstown Ghost Walk. That is the Simonstown Ghost Walk tonight and tomorrow evening at 7 p.m. If you'd rather have a bit more relaxed of an evening, but also have the opportunity to make some new friends, we'd like to point you to a really interesting communal dining experience, which is happening tonight at 115 Hope Street in Gardens. You can experience a pop-up restaurant that aims to turn strangers into friends. Whether you're brand new to Cape Town and wanting to meet some people, or maybe if you've been here for years and just want to see some fresh faces, join them for an intimate three-course meal with wine pairings, canapés, and a glass of bubbly on arrival. It's guaranteed you will leave having made at least one new friend and having enjoyed a darn fine meal as well. It's happening Friday evening, 7 to 11.30 at 115 Hope Street in Gardens. The tickets are R125 a head, and booking is via Quickit. The event you're looking for is called The Long Table with Friends.
Cape Talk. 5 things to do this weekend.
Last but not least, our first preview of a Mandela Day event, because it's actually happening this Saturday already. It's an opportunity for you to support DARG, the wonderful animal rescue organization. They're hosting their famous mini Mandela Day on Saturday, a true family affair that invites you to come and roll up your sleeves and get involved and lend a helping hand. This year, you're in for a real treat after your volunteer activities, because Fleur de Cup award winner Godfrey Johnson will be spending his 67 minutes at DARG entertaining everybody else who's come along, as I get a taste of that extraordinary talent while helping with volunteer activities for the Domestic Animal Rescue Group. You'll find them in Main Road, Hout Bay. The event is happening Saturday morning from 10 o'clock and goes on until about 2:30 in the afternoon. A cost of R125 a head, and booking is via Quickit. I'm going to squeeze in one last additional mention, and that is the fact that the Cape Embroiderers Guild is hosting hosting an open day and mini market tomorrow morning. So if you're a keen hand at embroidery or any of the handcrafts, make sure you drop in at St. Thomas's Church Hall Saturday morning from 10:30. There'll be a full day of embroidery demos, displays, linens, books and threads for sale. There's also a tea room for you to enjoy. The cost is only 20 Rand a head. Pop in at St. Thomas's Church Hall in Rondebosch Saturday morning from 10:30 until about 4 o'clock in the afternoon.